Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Brings you the latest in entertainment and celebrity news with a lot of laughs. But you know we can't start the show without checking in with our peeps, Heidi and Frank out in Hollywood. What's up?
What's up, Atlanta?
Let's go.
Hey, later Tom Brady celebrates his ninth trip to the Super Bowl in a funny way, and Cardi B shows us her dog walking skills. But before we get into all that, Headcrack, what's going on?
Man, you already know award season is in full swing when the Oscar nominations are announced. And this morning, Kumail Nanjiani and Tracee Ellis Ross announced the 91st Oscar nominations live for Beverly Hills. To get into, so let's roll. Lady Gaga, she's going for the gold this award season, as expected. She was nominated for Best Actress for her role in A Star Is Born, and she has some serious competition in her category, though. And Glenn Close was also nominated, along with newcomer Yalitza Aparicio, Olivia Colman, and Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, whoa. Wow. It's yeah, that's gonna be stiff heavy. Competition.
It looks like the actors from A Star Is Born are completely taking over the Oscars this year. Bradley Cooper snagged the nomination in the Best Actor category alongside Christian Bale, Rami Malek, Viggo Mortensen, and William Dafoe. We also can't forget to mention the films that received nominations for Best Picture. Now, Black Panther made history by being the first superhero movie ever to get nominated for Best Picture.
Nice.
This is going to be some black-on-black film crime because it's competing against Black Klansmen, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Well, also, actresses Marina de Tavira and Regina King did it one time for the culture with their nominations for Best Supporting Actress. So we're going to see who the Oscars going to go
Regina.
Home with.
Yep. Which I love her so much. My
Me
God.
Too. She's a great actress.
Yeah, everything goes down on February 24th. So who are you guys rooting for?
I'm rooting for Regina. All the way, yeah. Regina King.
I love her.
I love her. Like she already
listen,
won.
I love Regina King since she was Brenda on 227. I go way back with her.
Wow, back to
Brenda. Oh, I was going back to Friday.
Oh,
I remember she was on Friday. She was a little sister. Yeah.
I'm going Christian Bale.
Really?
I saw the movie Vice when he played the Vice President Dick Cheney. Yeah. And he's amazing.
You don't see Christian Bale in there anywhere.
You can't. Yeah, he's not in there.
Never
that know. Is Dick Cheney.
Wow. What about you, Gary?
Oh, I'm rooting for Melissa McCarthy. I love her.
What's she playing? Career.
Huh?
What is she playing?
On Golden Pond.
The loon's Norman.
True.
I love that he's mixing up Melissa McCarthy and Katherine Hepburn.
Yeah. Right. Not even close.
They say the vision's the first thing to go.
Okay.
You should be a ref in the NFL.
Okay.
We want to say congrats to all the nominees. Job well done on that. But you know, when you get nominees and you get well done, you also get some snubs, and there were quite a few kind of shocking snubs. Although Bradley Cooper did get nominated for Best Actor for A Star Is Born. He also directed that movie, and I think everybody was expecting him to get a Best Director nomination. He did not, so he was snubbed for that movie. Also, a lot of people were surprised that Ryan Coogler and Michael B. Jordan didn't get any nominations either. Now, Black Panther was up for Best Picture, but Ryan Coogler, who directed it, Michael B. Jordan, who was in it, nothing.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, people were kind of shocked by that. And Emily Blunt is another one. Everyone was saying how great Mary Poppins was, and she got no love from the Academy. Mm. And John David Washington for Black Klansman, which Headcrack mentioned, nothing.
I think the biggest snub of all is Crazy Rich Asians. I mean, I think that
movie. Oh, my gosh. Thank
you. Like, why are they not nominated for anything? That's kind of insane. That movie was so good. Has anybody seen it?
No.
Oh, my God. Y'all have to see it. It was visually amazing. The acting was off the chain. Like, that's a big snub.
I watched for 30 minutes and not a punch was thrown.
Jackie Chan and Crazy Rich Asians.
Well, Kendrick Lamar got an Oscar nom for the song.
Yeah, All the Stars.
Yeah.
So y'all know All the Women Gonna Wear Black because there were no women directors who were nominated.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we coming at it all black again.
We should all be there in veils.
That's
clothes.
Right.
Yes. Big black sunglasses.
Right.
Oh.
We got to figure out this theme, Heidi.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I'm not invited, but that's what I would
wear. Me either, but
I
figured we could dress up at home.
Yeah.
In solidarity. Yeah, you know.
So I decided to take a break from watching a bunch of cat fighting on The Bachelor this week to watch a bunch of celebrities fight to win $250,000 on the premiere episode of Celebrity Big Brother 2.
Oh.
And it seems like celebrity house guests and reality stars and singers Tamar Braxton and Candy Burris had some unresolved issues going in the house. Uh-huh. That didn't prevent Tamar from picking Candy in their first physical challenge together, even though they did lose, so I don't know if this is going to help their situation or not.
We went on tour this time last year together, had a really big, successful tour, and with Escape and myself and another singer, and, like, he never really liked me like that.
What had happened was she invited someone to come on stage to be at her performance, who had basically said a lot of negative things about myself and, you know, some other members of our group and also people that we are close to.
Well, allegedly,
what had happened was
is that Tamar wanted a female rapper, Kaya, to come on.
Okay.
And I guess she was known back then for trolling celebrities and commenting on their relationships and their looks. And so obviously she did that to Candy and several others in the band because that's what she was known for. And so to bring her on, it's like, why are you bringing on a troll who trolls the whole band on New Year's Eve, sold out show in our home city?
Candy's
disrespectful.
I don't want any negativity.
Yeah, they don't need to be here.
Well, why would Tamar bring her in if she had problems with her neck and her back?
She don't have problems with her neck and her back.
Her song said, my neck, my back, my and my
lick my
it's crap. Been licked.
Don't
she was all right. She was all right by the time she got there.
Oh, okay.
Brass got a new ringtone for me.
My bad. You can't say the rest.
Lord have mercy.
So Andy Cohen is out in La La Land doing his show Watch What Happens Live, and his guest was fellow late night host Jimmy Kimmel. And while playing the game about their pet peeves as hosts, Jimmy revealed which iconic A-lister had requests that Jimmy wasn't willing to make happen, and the A-lister canceled on him. Take a look.
Oh.
If a guest wants you to swap around your set so the cameras get their best side.
I've had a guest ask for that, and I said no.
Really?
Yeah,
Jimmy,
because
Streisand?
Yes.
It was Streisand. Yes. And you didn't do it. And then did she come on the show?
No.
Wow.
It was the condition, but the condition was we couldn't talk about the fact that we switched around. I was like, I just don't see how that was going to work. Yeah.
So I'm glad he stood his ground.
Yeah, me too. But why would you want to talk about switching around?
Because I think if you watch a show overnight, it's usually, you know, the host is on one side and the guest is on the other side. And that's always how it's been. He's been on for a lot of years. And all of a sudden, it's like, well, why is Jimmy on that side and the guest is on the other
side?
That's
because she has a good side. Like, every time
Heidi,
we take a picture together, you always get on the other side and show that one look of, you know, where you
pose. Which side? Oh, no, tell me which side, because I don't know.
I think it's the back side. There you go. There it is.
We as women have that issue, though. We have one better side than the other.
Yeah, but that's too bad, though, honey. I'm not switching my set for you, honey.
But if you want that guest to come on your set.
If you are Barbara Streisand herself, you can make that type of request.
She didn't go, honey. The show went on.
Well, a lot of celebrities have different requests, Gary. Like, J-Lo want everything to be all white.
And JoJo,
everything's gonna be all white. So wait, hang on a second. But a lot of people do this, right? I mean, obviously, you guys would know more than we would. But I've heard this, that a lot of times when you do your writer request, you'll put ridiculous stuff in there to make sure that the management
is actually
read
reading it.
Right?
Now you're right, Heidi. We do put it in, but see, people like me, we'd be like, oh, you can't do that. It's okay. I still want the gig.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
By any means necessary.
It's all right. I'll have to fly first class. Just pay me when I get there.
Right.
Up next, Tom Brady has a message for his online trolls. We'll tell you what it is after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again here, Craig.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, let's get ready for some football. Well, it seems Tom Brady has been trolling all you Patriot haters lately. The NFL star sent out a special message via Instagram letting everyone know why they're still the champs after defeating Kansas City Chiefs over the weekend, making this the 11th time for the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl and the 9th time for Tom Brady himself. Take a look. I'm sick of them personally. I'm sick of them. I'm not rooting for them. I'm sick of them. I'm going for the Rams. I'm an Aries. I don't know much about football. I just know I'm an Aries and I'm an Aries Ram.
You know, and the crazy thing about, like, you know, the Patriots, I mean, you can't knock Tom Brady's hustle. Like, if he is good enough to get them there, apparently he is the freak of nature of his sport. Because he's supposed to have been retired, like, a long time ago, right?
Yeah. Man, I'm rooting for the underdogs.
Well, I'm rooting for the Patriots.
I'm rooting for the Patriots, too, Brad. Yeah. I mean, Gary.
Because my homeboy plays for the Patriots.
Who's your homeboy?
Landon Roberts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember you told us that.
So, honey, go Patriots.
All right, y'all, we're moving on. Rapper Future, a.k.a. Future Hendrix, is not only making noise about his new album, The Wizard, but he's also letting the world know why he's not a big Russell Wilson fan. Now, if you ain't caught up on the drama, here we go.
Here we go.
Future and Ciara share a four-year-old son by the name of Future Jr., and after the pair broke up, Ciara started dating NFL superstar Russell Wilson, who she's now married to, right?
Yes.
Right. So, now Future had an interview with Beats One Radio, and he explained why he don't see a future relationship between him and Russell. Take a listen.
How you feel about that Russell Wilson, though?
I feel like he getting caught up
I'm talking about with your son. Do you feel like go to
he not being
like
a man in that position. He not telling her, man, bro, chill out with that on the internet. Don't even talk to him. I'm your husband. You better not even bring Future name up. If that was me, she couldn't even bring his name up. She know that it's about me, whatever. I'm taking care of everything. I'm 1,000%. So he think, oh, you should go to court. Man, you better not show up for court.
He coming with him.
Sue him. You sue him for what? By him, I got money. I'll take care of him before you sue him. You know I'm taking care of my kids. What's the real issue?
Here's the thing. A lot of times, like, you know, on the opposite side of that coin, though, women want to meet the people that are around their kids. Like, let's just say if the parents are split up.
Right.
So so Future feels the same way. Like, you know, you don't want your son just being around, like, some just regular
of
dude.
Of course
you
not.
You at least want to have the opportunity to meet the guy that your son is about to be around
and
for a considerable amount of time.
So is Russell wrong for not wanting to, going to court with Sierra or interfering and stopping her with all the court stuff?
It's tricky because, like, when you're, like, the new guy, you know, and it's two parents, like, going to war, sometimes you don't want to get in the way because it can get really messy and you can get dragged into some stuff that, like, really don't have nothing to do with you.
Right. But Future said he'd take care of his kids. Okay. So what I'm saying is Russell wrong for not saying, Ciara, just chill. I got you on everything.
Where has Ciara been messy? Where has she put on Instagram that Future has not paid money towards his child? Ciara has only talked about time. She has not said that he didn't pay for baby Future and she need his money. She's never said that publicly.
Right.
And I ain't mad at Sierra, honey, that she came up here. Some of these people feel, honey, yes, sis, I ain't got you, ain't leaving nobody else. You know, it's a rarity when a black woman leave one man with money and get another one.
You know, Future used to say, let him not be that messy. let him not be
that messy. She sips her tea, darling.
All right, y'all, so yesterday we asked fans to tweet us their dreams in honor of the MLK holiday, and a lot of people answered with some of their dreams for the world. So here's some of the favorites that we picked out. Now, one tweeter said, said, my dream is that we will read Dr. King's last book and decide on community, rebuild our communities, become the village we should be, teach civics and morals to our youth, and work together. Now, another person wrote, my dream is just to graduate from college. I just turned 68 years old yesterday, and I'm a full-time college student, slated to graduate in 2020. Should probably double up on those classes.
Up next, Cardi B has a new beef, and this one has nothing to do with Nicki Minaj. We'll tell you who got Cardi mad this time. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up, y'all?
So just when we thought we would be leaving Cardi B beef in 2018, Cardi is throwing verbal jabs against conservative political pundit Tommy Lauren. Last week, we discussed Cardi's rant against the government shutdown that everyone was talking about. Well, Tommy tweeted this about Cardi's rant. Looks like @IamCardiB is the latest genius political mind to endorse the Democrats. Ha! Keep it up, guys. #MAGA2020.
Oh.
And Cardi responded back like a true chick from the Bronx tweeting, leave me alone, I will dog walk you. So what y'all think about Cardi's clap back?
I love it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Especially when you take people out their element and throw things at them that they don't even know what that means. For 2 seconds, she probably literally thought Cardi B was going to walk her dog.
And for those of you who don't know, dog walk means beating somebody's ass and dragging them like a dog.
Like literally dragging them.
Like literally dragging them.
Sometimes usually by the hair. They use the hair as the leash.
Oh, okay, there you go. That's sufficient.
And if they don't got no hair, like they're like real snatched, they use the collar.
Well, Tommy might want to leave her alone because y'all know they saying that Cardi might actually run for office in 2020, honey.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
And she might.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, she's good.
It's better than who we got now, honey.
But have y'all been seeing the memes, though?
Oh,
yes, Lord. God. Cardi B was the cutest kid. That is so funny.
Why did you use a baby picture? Exactly. Why did baby Cardi got to be walking to adult Tommy?
It makes it look so innocent.
It does. It's so cute.
See, this is probably the dog walking that Tommy had in mind.
Okay.
Exactly. We know she was going to get dog walk a whole different kind of way.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
All right, Brad, so you told me you needed a new blow dryer because your old one kind of blew out on you. Well, have no fear. The Sutra Blow Dryer Accelerator 2000 is here.
Well, hey, Craig, what makes this different than any other blow dryer?
The Sutra Blow Dryer Accelerator 2000 is super powerful because it has a 1,400-watt AC motor with an overheating protection function, and it has 2-speed settings and 3 different heat settings.
Yeah, well, honey, Miss Sutra must stand for sultry, honey, because I feel like a diva holding this, and, ooh, push, it's heavy.
I know.
Well, Gary, that's because this blow dryer is lightweight and has an ergonomic design, which makes it easier to hold, and there's also a cool shot button to give you a cold blast of air to help dry your hair.
Now, does this blow dryer come with any attachments, head crack?
Of course it does. It comes with a diffuser and 2 flat nozzles so you can concentrate or diffuse the air to really dry your hair the way you want.
Okay, head crack, with all these features and this horsepower, I know it's expensive, so how much is it?
Check it out, y'all. Typically, the Sutra Blow Dry Accelerator 2000 normally costs about $250, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $49.
$49? Oh, that's great.
Just go to MorningSave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
After the break, Heidi and Frank have a story about someone that just couldn't contain his excitement after winning the lottery. You gotta see this. Come right back after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, this is an interesting story. There's an Iowa man. His name is Tyler Heap. He played the lottery. He won the lottery.
Yeah, really?
He won $1. He wanted one of those big ceremonial checks presented to him. Those giant checks that you get when you actually win the lottery and you win a large amount. Because this was a scratch-off. So normally you win $1 and you go, all right, and you take it to wherever you got it, and they'd give you $1 and you buy another ticket and whatever. Right. But he said, no, I want one of those big checks just like the big jackpot winners. I guess state officials agreed. They thought it would be kind of funny.
Well, looking at Tyler, I think $1 is winning the lottery.
Right.
His family's contacting him. He's like, can I get 25 cents? You know you got it. I saw you on the news.
We're kind of making fun of this guy, but raise your hand, America. if you get excited, if you put on a coat you haven't worn in a while and you're like, oh, and then you put your hands in your pocket and you're like,
it's all,
$100!
It's all crispy hard because it's been washed several times.
Like, anytime you find money that you weren't expecting to find, no matter what amount it is, it's cool.
But if you do a scratch-off ticket and you win a dollar, you just take it back, right?
To get another scratch-off ticket? Yeah, you take it back to get another scratch-off.
So you're playing with the house money, man.
And can I get that dollar paid to me in 100 pennies? Did you see me pause? I actually had to think about how many pennies that was.
Yeah, she's really not that good at money or math.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.